Who can I talk to?
Can anyone relate to what I'm going through?
Who else understands what it's like to have cancer?
Sometimes you don't want to talk about cancer with people you know. You just want to talk with someone who knows how you feel. Open 24/7, Macmillan Cancer Support's online community is a safe space to connect with people who understand what it's like to have cancer. It's free to use and anonymous. From day one, whatever you need to get off your chest, community members are available day and night to offer support on the online forum. Talk openly and honestly with people who've been there too. You're not in this alone. We're here to help. To join, search Macmillan Online Community.
This episode is sponsored by It Ends With Us.
Based on the global best-selling phenomenon by Colleen Hoover, this captivating, faithful adaptation of the book is the movie of the summer.
Blake Lively stars as Lily Bloom, a woman embarking on a new life in Boston after overcoming a traumatic childhood. A chance meeting with the charming neurosurgeon Ryle sparks an intense connection, but as they fall in love, Lily begins to see sides of Ryle that remind her of her parents' problematic relationship.
When Lily's first love, Atlas, re-enters her life and her relationship with Ryle is upended, Lily realizes she must rely on her own strength to make an impossible choice for her future.
A Colleen Hoover book is always a good book, and I cannot wait to see this story brought to the screen.
Watch It Ends With Us, out now, only in cinemas.
This August, the best-selling phenomenon, It Ends With Us.
If you had a daughter,
what would you say to her?
That captivated the world.
We all have an idea of what love can be.
Is now a movie that everyone's talking about and can't be missed.
15 seconds, that's all it takes to change everything.
Starring Blake Lively, It Ends With Us. Only in cinemas now, rated 15.
Hi everyone, welcome back. This is part two of a two-part recap. If you're wondering where part one was, well, go check in the feed and be sure to subscribe.
So then Dorinda and Kristen go swimming. Oh, my gosh. Okay, so it seems like Dorinda's let this storm pass, right? Like, it's only day one. So surely Dorinda's just going to let this pass. So Kristen is getting on the inflatable swan. She's like, oh, my God. I'm like, how do you even ride a swan? Am I right? So Dorinda, have you been here before? And Dorinda's like, listen, you were about to make a play for me at the table. Remember that right now when it just happened? So listen, if you want to play, I can play. We could have a lot of fun. Okay, listen, honey, I said I was on pause, and you said, oh, we're going to go there again? What did you mean by that? What did you mean by that, huh?
Kristen's like, well, because it was... Dorinda comes, I mean...
I'm barely exaggerating.
Let that one. No, yeah, no, you said it exactly. The only part you left out was that Dorinda says, oh, you tried to make a play for me? We'll let that one pass, which is a lie, because then she literally does not let that pass whatsoever. So Kristen's like, well, because you said on your ultimate trip, oh, but you weren't on my ultimate trip. Yeah, but I watched it. Why are you so sensitive about it? Like, because you're here now. You're here. You're on a show. She's like, I'm not sensitive about anything. Why are you bringing up? Why are you responding to it? You had nothing to do with it. When literally it was Dorinda who said, when I was put on pause at lunch, and it was her who walked into the pool, who said, so you tried to make a play for me, Missy.
She is so thin-skinned. It's hilarious. And so you got nothing to do with it. You know why? Because you've been fired for a very long time. You're not even part of our group. You've been fired so long. Like, who even remembers? You've been fired the longest. So now it's not just you were fired. It's you've been fired longer than other people. So even if I was fired, too, I was still fired more recently than you, which makes your fire grosser because it's older.
Yeah, you have an older firing.
Yeah. She's age-shaming the firing.
I know. And then she starts doing this thing where she goes, thank you for joining us. We can't wait to get to know you again after being off for so long. Can't wait to get to know you again. We barely even know who you are. Some of us don't even know your face or your name. Can't wait to get to know you.
Yeah, can't wait to get to know you. You've been fired for so long. Hey, your firing is so old Sonya would date it. All right, whoever you are.
Kristen's like, oh my God, PTSD from the Berkshires. It's all coming back to me. I wish I could just put pause on this whole conversation. Like, what is going on right now? Like, the show doesn't exist anymore. Get a job, ladies. Get a new job, ladies. Mom so hard.
You know what? I'm telling you. You know what you did? You broke the tail. That's what you did. All right, just pick an animal. You broke the tail off of it. And you know what? You think you're going to take the tail off a lizard? Have you ever done that before? You know what happens to the lizard tail? It keeps going without you. Okay, just keeps going, and then the tail grows back. So you didn't win anything here today, all right?
Lizards don't run with peanut butter, okay? So Kristen's like, there was no tail to pull.
You pulled the tail. Somebody
super
you
pulled it. Someone's super sensitive. And she's like, I'm not sensitive.
No, I'm not
sensitive at all.
The fact is, people love to poke a bear with me, and the truth is, I don't really care. You know what I mean? You want to poke a bear with the dog? The bear's gonna eat the dog, and this is how it goes. I didn't make up the animal planet. The animal planet made up animals, and you know what? Don't mess with them, animal, because animals kill people.
Listen, you pulled the tail, but what you didn't realize is that while you were pulling the tail, your finger, which was holding the tail, accidentally poked a bear that was sitting next door. So be careful.
Tail puller.
Now, Jesus. Don't yell at me because I'm not a dog. Although, literally, if you yell at a dog, it will literally bite back at you. So not calling Dorinda like, a dog. Not calling Dorinda a dog.
So, wait, what'd you say? If
I
the
said,
dog, what?
When she said, don't yell at me, I'm not a dog. But the funny thing is, if you yell at a dog, it is going to snap back at you. But then I realized it sounded like I'm calling Dorinda a dog, and I'm not calling Dorinda a dog whatsoever. I take it all back. I was just trying to poke a hole in the logic of the metaphor, and instead it sounded like I was calling a dog.
Dorinda will send you into a cycle of crazy. You need to be very careful when talking about Dorinda. Before you know, it's like literally any of these people, like talking about Ramona to this extent, like we're past an hour at this point, even talking about Ramona for an hour, it's like, how many times have we just gotten ourselves in trouble just from making Ramona comments? Because she's just Ramona. Like, it's a landmine.
But that being said, I actually, and this is not because it sounded like I called her a dog, which I didn't. Okay, good. But I love Dorinda. I love how she goes hot and cold because it feels so real. Like, I feel like it's, with her, it's so real. It doesn't feel like she does it for reality TV. Like, this is like, you're just seeing who this person is, and I just love it. So Kristen is like,
and it's
she's like,
heavily
Dorinda,
drinking.
Let me talk to you.
You're like, you know what? I really see the reality of this person. And the reality is this person is extremely drunk at all times. So, God, this is beautiful. This really is beautiful.
Dorinda, let me talk to you, okay? Yeah, listen, I might not be smart, but I'm pretty. Let's never forget Kristen's best contribution to the Bravo universe was saying her line, I may not be smart, but I'm pretty, which is like one of the most mortifying lines. Almost trumped by Crystal's current line, which is, they say wisdom comes with age, but I'm proving everyone wrong.
Oh my God. So Kristen's like, okay. Dorinda, I've been living my life for 8 years, okay? I'm like as happy as a clam. Don't bring animals into this.
Listen, clams are unhappy. Clams are the most depressing shellfish in the history of oceans. So shut up. Listen, I know clams. I know clams, and you're not a clam. You're a very miserable mussel. That's what you are. A barnacle. You're a barnacle.
Don't pull the oyster on a clam. I'll tell you that. Little bitch. And she's like, listen, I mean, I don't need this, Dorinda. I got the phone call just like you did, Dorinda. She's, oh, now you're saying we need this? Oh, wow. Luann, do you need this? And Luann just passes. She's like, what's going on? And Kristen goes, just would you stop her from picking on me, please?
Do I need this? That's ridiculous. Pirate story coming at 8:30 p.m. tonight. Stay tuned.
I don't need anything, but you do need the intel on the pirate. Coming up soon. Get your tickets now.
Later.
Right, none of us
on the Real Housewives of Girl.
Go ahead. I'm sorry. Sorry I interrupted you.
No. I was just being ridiculous because I've lost my mind talking about this show. Continue on, Ronnie.
None of us need this. And you know what? Don't be sensitive that you got fired. God knows who, how long ago, okay? You know what? The last person that got fired around the time you did was the bush that God turned on fire to threaten somebody in the Bible, which is really old, okay? Your firing is that old, okay? And so I won't be sensitive that I got put on pause, and you don't get sensitive that you were fired. Bye. I'm taking a nap now. Or I'm going to die for 8 years, which is what you did when you were fired. Goodbye.
I'm going to do what most of America did whenever you showed up on TV. I'm going to take a nap. So Luann goes up to Kristen. She's like, listen. She's just sensitive about it, about being fired, put it on pause, not being cast in a cabaret, not rising like a phoenix, whatever you want to call it. But for Dee, because that's what I'm going to call her now, Dee, it's like pouring gas on the fire, and just even the subject of it ticks it off. So what I like to do is bring it up multiple times because it is hilarious. By the way, Pirate Story, it's been pushed back to about 8:40 p.m. Okay, just want to give you a schedule.
Holding for the artist. Okay, holding for the
Well, okay, well, now I know not to bring it up.
Okay, well, I think you've been gone 8 years and you have big, big cojones coming back. Okay, I'm going down the stairs, which means you can stop talking to me now. It's like, well, I mean, listen, it's just the first day. Okay, I'm done with you. Okay, meet and greet's over. Goodbye.
Meet and greet. I'm sorry, no more autographs. No, listen, you've been gone for 8 years and you have big cojones for coming back because most people who don't have any sort of personality or fan base wouldn't even try to come near us, a group of icons. But congratulations for you, lady with blonde hair. See you later. See you at the at story time, 8:45 p.m.
Listen, summer's not fun without fans, am I right? Bye, fam. Bye, fam. So, Kelly goes to Dorinda's room because Kelly knows an alpha when she sees one, basically, I think. So Kelly goes to Dorinda's room and Dorinda's like, oh, hello. What did you think of the first day? Good. Look at me. It's positive, Dorinda. By the way, if you need to know where the bathroom is, just tell me and I'll ask somebody. I already forgot.
So she's there. And meanwhile, Ramona's in glam and she's like, you know what? Lady servant, okay? Possible lesbian, possible person I'm going to make out with, possible person of color, okay? You know what? I'm in your hands. My hair is in your hands. My hands are in your hands, right? Whoa. I think that happens with a guy. Whoa. Am I touching another lady in a sensual way? Maybe. Who knows? I'm progressive. I'm a new liberal progressive Ramona, okay?
I am the first Hispanic lesbian. On television.
Okay. That was me. I do believe I was the one on the cover of Latina magazine.
So back to Dorinda. Dorinda's like, all right, what do you think of the first day, Kelly? And she's like,
to be honest, I haven't seen like Sonia or Ramona in like so long. And like Kristen, I mean, I don't even know. Like I guess I was pleasantly surprised by her.
She's like, yeah, well, it takes a minute. We just, you know, we just got here. It takes a minute to hate that bitch as much as I do. Hopefully it won't take you as long as it did to take her to get back on TV, which was 8 years. That's a long time, right? Really long time. No offense.
Well, like what's weird is like everyone's like, be careful with Dorinda. Like, she's gonna be mean to you. And I'm like, hello, I've known you for like a long time and like we hang out and like you're not mean. And if this is making you get really angry right now, like that's strange because you're not a mean person.
Yeah. Who are these people that say I'm mean? Like, you know, it's like it's actually kind of powerful if you think about it, you know? Cause I'm like, you know, I'm a nice person. Hey, Martine. Hey, will you tell that bitch Kristen down the hallway that she's still fired? This doesn't count as being employed. Okay, thank you very much.
So she's like, you know what? I like being this powerful. It's like the almighty Isis with my sword. I was like, okay, I know that Isis was other things before, but only Dorinda would use Isis.
Of all the powerful gods out there, could we not do the one that was like co-opted for a terrorist organization?
Yeah, but only Dorinda would be like, you know what? Yeah, I feel very powerful, like a terrorist. Like basically, I'm basically a terrorist. God, it feels good.
Like, what the hell, Dorinda?
You are outspoken and you are fun. And I feel like you would never try to threaten me with a swag bag.
Yeah. Like I talk, like this is how I talk. This is me talking.
And you know what? You shake my hand and I shake it back. Shake my hand. Shake my hand. Shake it.
What am I, a dog? Will you try to shake my hand? Get the fuck out of my room. You've been fighting 10 years.
You really pulled the tail on my hand. Who the fuck do you think you are touching me?
Don't pull the hand on an earthworm. Okay.
You don't put your hands on someone else, okay? You don't. Look, we come from the same place, and you don't put your hands on the person from the same place.
So now Ramona and Sonia in their room. Ramona's doing her performative.
You know what, Sonia? I just miss you so much. Look, I'm not trying to make you feel guilty. You know, just for ignoring me, making me feel like a terrible human being. Just like maybe you're possibly jealous of because I just don't age. But still, like, I just miss you, Sonia. That's it.
You know, you weren't wrong, Ramona. I'm so bad with my communication. You know, after you, like, sex your vagina out to so many people, the idea of actually sending a normal text is just so exhausting sometimes. It's not you, it's me.
Well, you know what? I think in my head, I think that I have a better relationship with Sonia than Sonia does with me in her real life. And you know what? It's okay. It's okay. As long as you know what people stand with you, then you can caramelize. Okay?
You can compost. Whoa, you can compost. Did you know that? You can compost and concoct, okay?
It's a compartment. Oh my God, compartmentalize, okay? Whoa. You know what I mean, right? I just don't know words.
Department. Departmentalize, okay? Like a store. You go to a department, there's a different department. It's like a departmentalized store, okay?
So now back to Dorinda and Kelly. Dorinda's like,
wow, you know what? How recently had you been divorced when you came on the show? Hmm?
She's like, recently.
Yeah, you know what? Well, that makes a very big difference.
You know what I mean? Have you seen any red balloons in this house by any chance?
So Kelly starts saying how when she was on the show, her kids were young. She'd just gone through a divorce. She was in financial stress. She was in a bad place. And she goes, I love being grounded. Like, I love to wear high heels, and I love to have, like, my feet on the ground, specifically Fifth Avenue in my jogging shoes. And I feel like I was just, like, wobbling all over the place.
Fucking Kelly. I like to be grounded, but I also like to wear high heels, which are on the ground, Kelly. For fuck's sake, man.
Kelly, whose entire season... Yeah. Kelly's this whole season was, like, about going to Hampton's parties and, like, making sure she went to parties that did not involve Bethany. And, like, her whole thing has been that she's always hobnobbed with, like, the rich and the elite. I like to be grounded. I just need to be grounded.
I'm just so grounded. Episode one of Girls Trip is, like, season one for other housewife shows where everybody is just giving you who they want you to think they are, you know? And then by season six, which is, like, season four on Real Housewives, you really see the crazy shining through. Like, they're just all nuts by this point.
Right. Or season seven for the Roni reboot. So then Kelly is like, she's like, no, I'm not so strong. I have to be. And Dorinda's like, I think you're pretty strong. She's like, no, I'm the opposite. Like, I'm good in business. Like, I'm really good at taking photos of myself in other people's homes. But, like, maybe I gravitate towards women who are supportive and strong because it gives me strength through osmosis. And, like, maybe that's one reason why I like you.
Oh, my God. I can't believe you shared with me. I learned so much about you. I also love samosas. Come here. Come here, little dog. I understand you so well now. You know, the vulnerability, it really humanized her. Because before I was going to tell her, you know what? I don't want to pinch the cheek of a rat. But, you know, now she's more of a human kind of a person.
Stop looking at me.
Dorinda, we're the camera. We have to look at you, bro.
Okay. You kick it back. Kick it back. Okay, so now it's only dinner time. That. Jesus.
It's time for a commercial. It's time for a Crappens commercial.
My name is Georgia King, and I am thrilled to be the host of And Away We Go, a brand new travel podcast on Wondery Plus, where we'll be whisked away on immersive adventures all around the world. Where we go, what we do, what we eat, drink, and listen to will all be up to my very special guests. We've got Ben Schwartz taking us on a whirlwind trip around Disneyland. We'll eat a bowl of life-changing pasta with Jimmy O Yang in Tuscany, Italy. And how do you feel about a spot of sugaring off with Emily Hampshire in Montreal? And Away We Go will immerse you in some of the wonders of the world.
We're going to be seeing some yellows and vibrant oranges.
And the shoes clicking against the cobblestone.
If you're looking to get somebody in the mood, have them look at the Chicago skyline.
You can listen to And Away We Go exclusively with Wondery Plus. Join Wondery Plus in the Wondery app or on Apple Podcasts.
Georgia, do you know what joy sounds like?
I think I'm hearing it right now.
Divorced, beheaded, died. Divorced, beheaded, survived. We know the six wives of Henry VIII as pawns in his hunt for a son, but their lives were so much more than just being the king's wives. I'm Arisha Skidmore-Williams.
And I'm Brooke Ziffrin. And we're the hosts of Wondery's podcast, Even the Royals. In each episode, we'll pull back the curtain on royal families, past and present, from all over the world to show you the darker side of what it means to be royalty.
We rarely see Henry VIII's wives in their own light, as women who used the tools available to them to hold on to power. Some women won the game, others lost, but they were all unexpected agents in their own stories.
Being a part of a royal family might seem enticing, but more often than not, it comes at the expense of everything else, like your freedom, your privacy, and sometimes even your head. Follow Even the Royals on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts. Go deeper and get more to the story with Wondery's top history podcasts, including American Scandal, Legacy, and Black History for Real.
So now Ramona's saying goodbye to her glam squad. And by squad, it's one lady and just, thank you very much. And to show America that I'm good to servants, let me pretend to talk to you like I care. Hey, how do you say your name again? Is it Julienne? Julienne? Because it's written as Julienne, but it's pronounced a different way. Can you say it again? She goes, alien. Alien. Oh, are you an alien? Are you an illegal alien? I'm okay with that. Sanctuary cities are very popular with liberals, which is what I am now. Whoa, I love aliens and I love you, alien. She's like, no, alien. 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 Alan? Loon? Aloha. Your name is Aloha. Goodbye, Aloha.
What? Here's the problem. Your name's not spelled like it sounds, and so it's really confusing to people. So just a suggestion, maybe you should like call whoever gave you that name and tell them, stupid, pick a different name, spell properly. That's what happens with, that's what happens with sanctuary cities, okay? People just don't pray enough. That's all I'm trying to say.
We thought your name was Julian, like Julian Vegetables. Oh, your name's Vegetable? Wow, that's much easier for me to say. Okay, Vegetable, thank you so much for what you did to my hair. It looks beautiful. I don't see color, and I'll see you tomorrow.
Unless you're a carrot, in which case you're orange. Okay, Vegetable? Bye.
I can see that one.
I can see that one. It's the only one I can see. You know what? So now it's nighttime, and now Sonia's just shit faced. Like Sonia did something to where now she's just happened. Loopy. Sonia went to the bathroom and came back like, "Wow, should I wear underwear? Here's my vagina." And Ramona's like, "Whoa, just saw your crotch, Sonia. Jeez." She's like, "I just wanted to remind you who I am. I am who I am."
And the man comes walking out. He's like, hello, oh, wow, hot stuff, everyone. We're going to get picked up tonight right after I tell my story, The Paluan and the Pirate, at 8:50 p.m. East Coast, 5:50 p.m. West Coast. Tune in.
So then Ramona and Kelly sit at the table and compliment each other's boobs. And Sonia's like, oh, you know what Ramona does? She uses the boob tape. So it takes the skin from under your armpit and it puts it inside your bra. See, look at mine. It doesn't have that. Look at Ramona's. It's in there. It's really kind of an amazing thing.
Yeah. Well, you know what? I put it in there as well as, you know, because I need to make my breasts look supple and large just in case my ex-husband Mario decides he wants to fall in love with me again, which is actually impossible because he's already in love with me again. Sorry. I'm sorry, Mario, but I'm single and ready to mingle with my new breast meat under my arm, okay?
So the waiter comes and he's like, bonsoir, I'm Quentin. And Luann's like Tarantino.
Ah, without a foot fetish. Not judging, just saying.
You know, I don't know if you know this, but there's a very famous story, Luann and the Pirate, which we do have a call in to Quentin Tarantino's office about a film adaptation. So everyone just stay tuned on that front. 8:55 is when it looks like we'll be starting the show. 8:55.
Oh, you retired, you say? Really? That's what we're calling it now? Fucking Quentin Tarantino was 5 years ago. Tired.
I'll tell you, Pulp Fiction, how about some pulp-free nonfiction? Luann and the Pirate coming up on NBC.
So Sonia tries to hit on the waiter. It does not work. It's sad. And then Luann's like, all right, ladies, isn't this amazing? Here we are, us, we,
we are here. And by we, I mean all of you plus me. Me.
I'm and I also here. Mean yes in French. Which is the language I speak.
I can't even take because there's no bathroom in my room. So, well, I need to complain too about that, but we, it is what it is.
We is also the amount of time that Kristen was on TV and also pop culture's radar. It's a wee amount of time. By the way, notice that Luann ordered a Sancerre. She's like, well, you know, I've decided that I've gotten to a good place with drinking. It's pretty much the same place. So now I just drink on occasion. And I would say this is an occasion. Ha, 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 ha.
So, yeah, there she goes. Listen, why, if you're not going to keep your job anyway, why the fuck go through all that? You know what I mean? I will never forget when she's like, look at me, sober. Would you like a drink? And she opened her fridge and it was just floor-to-ceiling bottles of rosé. But then we found out later it was probably Froze. But I just never will forget that image of Luann just being like, would anybody like a drink? And it just being a whole fridge full of rosé. Oh, it wasn't Froze. It's called Fosé, right?
The Fosé.
Do you think that was it was that back then, or was it real rosé? Because I said it and I was like, well, was that her Fosé? But I don't think she had that at the time, did she?
Yeah, no, I think that was at the time when she... I think that was, if I remember correctly, in her timeline, that was when she was like, I'm sober and I can be around alcohol and it won't be a problem.
Oh, okay. So I don't remember if it was fake or not. I got myself caught in a quandary there. Okay. Don't know. Anybody know? Let me know. So then Luann is like, so how long here we are again. How long have we been doing this? And Ramona's like, whoa. You know what? My daughter was 11 when we started filming. And now she's like 74. I mean, personality-wise. You know, I'm still 11. Age, looking.
And skin
wise,
face-wise.
Yeah. You know, poor Avery. Yeah. It's like she got all my age.
Yeah. Unfortunately, like, you know what? For me, I continue to use Ageless by Ramona because I'm ageless. And unfortunately, my daughter decided to use her own skincare called Aged. And unfortunately, it just didn't work out as well for her. Okay. I'm sorry.
You know what? Sorry. She's got a skin don't care line. And it's called Age Plus.
It's called Age PO Plus.
She just get extra age. Okay. You know what? Sign up for Avery's Patreon and you'll just be older.
You know what? Avery, I'm so proud of her. When she got her GED, I was never more proud. Well, I thought she graduated from high school. No, she just added GED to age and she became aged. I was so proud of her.
She didn't even have to study. It's nuts. She's so smart.
It just came naturally for her to look older than me. It was like looking at Carol Radziwill auditioning for the California Raisins, but in Avery form, okay?
So, or just as they call it in Avery's friend group, California. So,
the California. It makes me a raisinette.
So, Luann's like, wow, who would have thought? Who would have thought it would have lasted? And Ramona goes, whoa, you know what? No one had a run like we did. And Sonia says, well, I'm on OnlyFans.
Thanks for ruining it, bitch.
What'd you say?
Thanks for ruining it, bitch.
Yeah. Well, there goes another intro. All right. So Sonia's like, well, I'm on OnlyFans, so things have pretty much gone downhill for me. I mean, Dorinda's on there too, but she doesn't show anything.
Yeah, well, I'm not on OnlyFans. Like, listen, I did a promo for them because I thought I'd get a ceiling fan out of it. I did one cooking video, and someone said, show me your tits. And I said, I don't make grits. They said, no tits. And I said, what kind of site is this? You stupid. Something a slut like Kristen would be on.
I will never forget when Dorinda signed up to OnlyFans. I fucking died. And I ended up getting addicted to cooking videos. I didn't sign up to her OnlyFans, but she did a bunch. I don't know if she still does them, but she does them on YouTube, and they're so funny. She'll be like, okay, here's my family recipe for potato latkes. I'm just bringing that up because I'll be honest, everybody. Ben, that's for you. Okay, so I'm making some potato. The first, you shred a potato. It's just her doing the thing. And she'll go 10 minutes, just blah, blah, blah. And now, 10 minutes later, I finally shredded a potato. And now, here's the end product, the potato latke, and then it just cuts off.
It shows you. Well, that's like
the flash of a latke, and then it goes to black. It's like, Elaine, I just saw you for 10 goddamn minutes.
Well, that was like the time that Ramona did like a multi-store Instagram story arc about making some sort of like cinnamon oatmeal cookies. And she's like, whoa, one of my favorite things are cookies. Okay, here comes my next story. Well, it's important to use butter. So here I put butter and oatmeal. And here I am. I'm adding flour. It goes on and on. So granular. And she puts the things in the oven. And that's it. You just never even see the cookies don't even come out. We see no cookies.
So it's just like a Real Housewives of New York thing. That shit is funny.
Yeah.
So she's like, yeah, I wasn't an OnlyFans, whatever, Sonia. And everyone's like, well, you know what? Avery's on something like that, but it's called OnlyFans.
Oh, God. You know, like I had someone ask, tits, whatever. I only had a guy ask for my feet. That's worse. That's weirder. Tits are normal. So Kelly goes, okay, I don't, OnlyFans, is that, I thought it was called Only Kristen's. Anyway, Ramona, how have you been feeling about having everyone back together? And she's like, you know what? I'm really loving it. Like I see Dorinda and Luann a lot. Sonia, I know well. I think it's great that my dry cleaner is here. Hello, dry cleaner. I'm literally a cast member.
You and I, you know what? Sonia, I know well. You and I run into each other and now we're connecting. You know, that person over there, I haven't seen her in years. And Kristen's like, but you have. You have seen me in years, Ramona. She says, no. What? When was the last time? COVID? She goes, last summer, Ramona. Where? The Hamptons. I don't go to the Berkshires. The Hamptons, Ramona.
I know you remember, Ramona.
Nope.
And she's like, I don't. I'm not familiar. No, I'm sorry. I'm sorry. I don't even know who you are. And Kristen's like, I was hosting an event in the Hamptons. You were invited. You came. I did? She didn't have a party. How could she have a party? Someone like this, no one would even show up. Look at her. She's so annoying. I'm sorry. Sorry. No one would ever come.
We took pictures, Ramona. She says, no.
And then she tells for the production. She's like, I went? No, I didn't. We didn't have a party. I never saw in the Hamptons. No. And then they put up a picture. Clip a picture of summer of 2022. Ramona smiling with Kristen. My gosh.
And when was this filmed? Was this filmed like 6 months ago? So this is when this was filmed, was even closer to last summer. So Sonia's like, oh, Ramona never remembers running into people. And we see like a flashback of Ramona forgetting everyone's names. And Kristen goes, that's okay. All right, Luann, I'm looking. It's 9:05 p.m. You're running a little bit behind. I think it's time for your story, Luann. Oh, me, a story? I nearly forgot that I had a story. Listen, it's nothing I've rehearsed or even said very much. Picture it. St. Bart's, 2013. The moon was out. The clouds, light cloud cover. There was a chill in the air, but a tingle in the loins.
Donka Saint, darling, Donka Saint.
Just get to the story, Leanne, the story.
Okay, well, I was with friends. These girls wanted to go home, so they went home, and I had friends at this restaurant, and there were just 10 friends from St. Bart. And I was like, well, I want to still hang out with you, because, you know, we film all day. We work hard. Am I right, lady? That wasn't a question for you. Everyone stop answering. All right.
We work hard for the money. Dun, 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 dun. So hard for the
line.
Money.
Dun, 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 dun. So then we see a clip of Pirate Guy in the restaurant that night telling one of her friends with a blurred out face, oh, you must make a special pirate's introduction to Lady with Camera on her.
You know, at a certain point, my friends leave. You guys were all gone because you're all lamos. And, you know, Heather Thompson was texting me. Could you believe it? The only one who cared about me was Heather Thompson. Huh. Well, so Heather and Radziwill were at the house. And I was like, hey, Thomas, why don't you come back to the house? And now I will throw to commercial, Peacock. No? Okay, well, I'll keep going. So what happened was this guy.
I'm drinking water. Sorry. Go ahead.
No, I know.
It actually would have been a good time for a commercial break. Anyway, so this guy, he drove us back and told all the girls I was coming back with a guy. Ha ha! Well, and oh, you know what? I think I seem to remember that I dropped the bomb, okay? Sort of like the bomb that I just dropped, that Avery looks 20 years older than me. I'm sorry. I can't explain.
Well, I'll tell you this much. No one drops the bomb like me. Go Isis!
So Luann's like, well... We see a clip of Ramona going, whoa, who was the guy you brought home last night? So Lou's like, and I was like, oh my God, I'm caught. My little white lie was, tell him you're not here last night. And that was just more to save Jacques's feelings instead of myself. So the time, you remember everybody, that time I ran into the kitchen, and that was the only time I ever got caught in a hot mic in my entire time I was on this show. I mean, I'm on the mic a lot now, but they refer to it as a dead mic, a cold mic, or a begging for its life mic these days. So.
Anyway, this is the part of the story where I've written a musical number. So 3, 2, 1, hot mic, hot mic. Have you ever been on a hot mic? It's a very chic mic with the microphone plays and you sing into it and people hear you. Thank you.
So then we see a clip of her on the phone telling her friend in French, oh, you must tell her not to tell the, oh, you must tell her to tell the pirate to lie about being here. Jacques cannot know the truth. And so it cuts back and Ramona's like, oh, because she has a certain kind of rasp. Ramona has like the pigeons being pelted by tiny stones laugh, but, or seagulls rather. But then Luann has the like, like, that's a, like a Lisa Barlow. I don't know how to explain it. It's like a throaty, like, like static on old school late night TVs when it just turns off and just the static turns on when all the programming is over.
You know when your rabbit ears aren't connecting to the network television?
So she laughs.
Like a Geiger meter. Yes. And Sonia's like, well, I didn't even know all that was going on. Yes. So then he comes back the next night and hooks up with Sonia. Oh, yes. So like, I didn't even sleep with the pirate. She did. Isn't that hilarious? Ah.
Which still nobody believes. And it's funny because the pirate, Thomas, did an interview with somebody. And I'm so sorry I don't remember the name of your show because it was a long time ago. I just saw this clip a long time ago. And it's Pirate more so recent hard. Of a clip. Did you remember what it was?
It's called Pirate So Hard. It's a spinoff.
I arg so hard. They were asking him, like, did
arg
you really?
Save America.
Was it?
Arg Save America.
Patch Adams. Actually, that was a very sad one. Anyway, moving on. So they ask him if he actually slept with Luann. He's like, no, of course not. I never did. I'm happily married now. So, and also, I think that Luann has been dating Jacques recently. There have been pictures of her with Jacques. So maybe they're both really? Still protecting themselves. But it's funny, after all these years and all of this Luann pretending like she's like, oh, yes, I love to just flirt with everybody and have sex with everybody. She's still trying to say that she did not bang the pirate. Come on now.
I don't know. I think that she would at this point, based on the way that she was basically throwing herself at randos and crappy lake. At this point, I think she'd be really, I mean, she's already like, well, I tried for the gas attendant around the corner of the strange tea cafe and crappy lake. So that didn't work out. So, you know, like I think at this point she would be bragging about the pirate.
Well, I think she lied to Jacques and she still likes Jacques. Whether she like loves Jacques, I don't know. Mm. But I think they're still friends.
She's committed to the long
game. She's committed. Like, you've just, she doesn't want to, yeah. Like, that's one thing that she's, well, she's committed to a lot of things, I guess.
I think
she's
Dorinda's,
still touring and stuff.
I think Dorinda said it best, which was, I think there was some nakedness involved. I think, like, I went to be, we went to see, and she went to be, and it was a tale of a lion. Don't push the lion. It's a bear. And you know, I just don't think it was something you see at playtime at PS1.
Like, and Sonya goes, wait a minute. You told me that you did sleep with the pirate, but you didn't want Jacques to know. And she's like, never. I never said that, Sonya. Never. She's like, but you did. I mean, we swapped semen with the same guy you said. You said it. And she goes, oh, Sonya. Ramona goes, oh my God, she never said that. Sonya, I never said that. Those words would never come from my mouth. Swapping semen? I would never say swapping semen. Swapping semen. I mean, she just accused me of saying swapping semen. Hold on, let me just record that into my,
although technically a pirate,
my audio
is a
notes.
Semen.
Yeah. Swapping semen. All right, got it. Go ahead.
So then they they play the clip, so you're like, aha, Luann's gonna be busted. But the clip is just Sonya saying, oh, you know, we almost had a menage a trois with that pirate. I mean, his semen, my semen, your semen, all the semen, 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 semen. I even got a couch at Siemens Furniture. So much semen. And Luann goes, ugh, disgusting. And she closes the door in Sonya's face.
Commercials. Here comes one right now.
Welcome to The Offensive Line. You guys, on this podcast, we're going to make some picks, talk some shit, and hopefully make you some money in the process. I'm your host, Annie Yeager. So here's how this show's going to work, okay? We're going to run through the weekly slate of NFL and college football matchups, breaking them down into very serious categories like no offense. No offense, Travis Kelce, but you got to step up your game if Pat Mahomes is saying the Chiefs need to have more fun this year. We're also handing out a series of awards and making picks for the top storylines surrounding the world of football. Awards like the He May Have a Point Award for the wide receiver that's most justifiably bitter. Is it Brandon Ayuk, T. Higgins, or Devontae Adams? Plus, on Thursdays, we're doing an exclusive bonus episode on Wondery Plus, where I share my fantasy football picks ahead of Thursday Night Football and the weekend's matchups. Your fantasy league is as good as locked in. Follow The Offensive Line on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts. You can access bonus episodes and listen ad-free right now by joining Wondery Plus.
Hi, everyone. So the craziest thing just happened in the middle of our recap that we didn't realize that we were scheduled to do a guest spot on a different podcast. So we literally stopped everything. And the reason why I'm mentioning this is because people on audio don't have to know this, but people who are watching on video are going to be like, why did the lighting change so drastically on your video? It's because we stopped the recap. And then we went and did the Bravo Wear Black podcast, which will be coming out soon. So everyone keep an ear and eye out for that.
Yeah, I love them. And of course, I wrote the times down wrong, so we ended up showing late because we're on different time zones.
But yeah, guess what?
You haven't
been fired for 8 years.
Yeah, exactly. So where we left off, I believe I was saying, while you were looking down at your phone, horrified that you realized we were supposed to be on a different podcast, I was in the middle of saying, like, you know what, Luann, there is my semen and your semen and his semen and their semen and semen everywhere. That's where we left off, is me saying semen 10 times in a row.
We're swapping semen.
Yeah, who says swapping semen anymore? Am I right? I need you to check your earwax. Okay, you have an earwax. You've probably got semen wax in your ear listening to the way you talk about semen. Your ear is probably guzzling it by the gallon full, Sonya.
It's probably true. So Sonya's like, listen, Dorinda doesn't remember saying it. She was on OnlyFans first, but you know, everyone here seems to have a short memory. Just saying. And Dorinda's like, nah, I think that you've got a creative memory, okay? Hey, Kelly, by the way, you like your food? You like your food? Is it good? You like hamburgers? So they're back to eating. Everything's like nice and happy. And Kristen's like, yeah.
Dorinda, though, is just so creepy. Like, listen, Dorinda's very funny. She's great on the show. I feel bad calling her creepy. I don't know why. We met her one time, and I'm like, oh, no, what if I see Dorinda?
She was knows wonderful when we met her.
She ain't going to listen to this shit. Yeah, but still, Dorinda's creepy as fuck to sit next to. This is how Dorinda turns to Kelly at dinner, because Kelly and her had that good scene about 10 minutes ago. She just turns, and this is Kelly's face, okay, my fist, which is also huge. She goes like this.
Hey, how's your dinner?
Could you not be 1 inch from my face, lady? What the fuck? Kelly's like cross-eyed and wasted. Like,
hey, how you like your food? Would you like that? Vulnerable? Hey, is your steak vulnerable? I told you. You like that steak, medium. You know what? Don't pull the cow of a tail. And don't pull the tail of a cow either. You know what? If you do that, the cow's going to be mad. The steak's going to be tough. All right, my little vulnerable steak.
You know, they call this cut the Kristen cut because it's been aged 8 years. Kelly's like, yeah, my dinner is good. And now your dinner's on my face. So Kristen's like,
So Dorinda.
Are we good?
Go ahead, Ben.
Are we good?
About what?
Are we good?
What? What are you talking about? About what?
About before.
Before what? Before what? Before Christ, BC, when you were not fired? That's when. That's before Christ, that one was fired.
Sonia's like, because you were fired. Kristen goes, I'm not going to go there. I'm not going to go there. Yeah, well, that's probably smart of you.
you so know, Ramona, what? Why don't you tell me how the burrata is? We're not talking about the burrata, Ramona. Yeah, we're still talking about being on pause and being fired. And Ramona's like, oh my God, really? Why are we doing this again? Nobody even knows that girl. Who is that girl? And why is she eating steak at our table? That's probably one of our steaks. Hey, waitress, please stop eating our food, okay?
It's very disrespectful. I know people do things in different... One thing that I've learned since Ebony K. Williams is people do things in different ways. And you know what? Maybe on this island, the waitresses sit at your table and eat with you. But that's not what I'm used to. So I wish this waitress was just leave me right now. It's like, I'm your cast member, Ramona. I'm not the waitress.
And Luann's like, I just wish she didn't fan the flames. I mean, Kristen, she just keeps pushing the button. Pause, unpause, pause. It's the same button. Okay. She's like, oh, listen, you know, after Sonia says, after 8 years of not being on television, I wouldn't fuck with Dorinda. I mean, that's really rough. You need more recent experience to fuck with Dorinda.
What is the? I love how the 8 years of not being on television disqualifies you from like having like confronting Dorinda about something. So Dorinda's like, you know what?
You can't be rusty and confront Dorinda.
You know what? I'm not interested. Okay, it's so dull. This is a non-story story. Okay, what do you want me to say? I'll say it so we can make it go away. Give me what you need me to say. I'll say it verbatim and we can make it go away. What do you want me to say, Kristen?
I just want you to. Where is this coming from? Like, you know, where is this coming from?
You know where it's coming from.
I just don't.
No,
I really don't. Like, what? What? Where is it coming from?
What? Where is it coming from?
I'm just asking if we're good.
I'm just asking if we're good.
Are we good?
Are we good?
Dorinda, are we good?
Are we good?
My God, this moment's so good. I'm going to write the time code down for this moment because this is going to be the greatest
moment. This will be the moment, greatest moment.
Oh, so are we repeating now?
We're repeating now?
Oh, okay, Dorinda. Okay. We're good, Dorinda.
Yeah, we're good, Dorinda.
So good. That was good. Hey, Dorinda, do you remember that time when you were on Housewives and you were repeating everything I said? That was hilarious.
Hey, Dorinda, do you remember that time when you were on Housewives and you were repeating everything I said? That was hilarious.
Okay, I got you.
Okay.
All right, I got you.
Okay, I got you. Okay.
Good, then cheers.
Cheers. Cheers. Cheers.
So Callie's like, I think what happened is Kristen has been watching all the past episodes because she's like, I mean, listen, she is. She's like the Google of Housewives, guys. Okay. So like, listen, you do, right? Like, you know everything about all the seasons, right, Kristen?
Kristen's like, I just kind of know it. And then it's like 15 minutes earlier. So what were your favorite trips? Was it season 7 when you stayed at the Best Western by Wyndham Hills or whatever? Or was it season 8 when you were in an Airbnb? Was it season 9 when, was that Cartagena? That was Cartagena, I think. I think you went to the stall that was called Esposito Farms. Is that correct? I'm just trying to remember.
I remember when we went to a tequila factory. Oh, the one that Bethany got really mad and tried not to let Ramona come to, and then Ramona had to cover her face with a towel. I mean, that was really a classic episode. Good job. I mean, yay tequila, am I right?
That was on the same road as the Casamigos tequila refinery, right? Okay. So she like,
so yeah, she's like coming up with all these little fun facts from it. And Lou's like, oh, and then there's the time we went to London. Oh my God, that was the season before me. That was great. Didn't Luann stay in a hotel because she got mad that she didn't get the room that she wanted? So she wanted to say, oh my God, you guys, that was so good.
I was upset. How come you guys didn't mention Montana? No one liked that trip when we did some GPS geocaching? No one? No one? And they're like, no.
So I was like, you know what? It's just like weird. It's just like weird that like someone's like researching us. I mean, what is that? It's like, it's just weird.
This is classic Kelly Ben Simone. Cool girl being like, you're a weird nerd. So it's like, I'm just like saying you have like an incredible wealth of knowledge, maybe not of money. And every episode that you were not on. And Kristen's like, but Kelly, a lot of people know this stuff. Like, let's be clear. A lot of people know. She's like, yeah, those are fans. And Ramona goes, you know what? We're an iconic show, Kelly.
We are pop icon, duh.
We are pop icon.
And Kristen's like, what are you calling me, a fan? She goes, well, you are a fan. I mean, you are. Am I right, guys? Google of TV shows. She's a fan. Am I right? Weird. Weird, guys. Weird.
She's like, Kelly's intention of calling me a fan was like her way of trying to include herself in the conversation. And then Kelly's like, yeah, in season 4, episode 2, you did this. What were your thoughts? Like, what? It's like throwing me off and like make me feel like I don't want to hang out with her, and I can't be thrown off because I need to keep my feet on the ground. I'm very grounded.
So Kelly's like, you know what? Like, I don't know anything about you. Like, I don't know what your narrative is. You know, like, here's what I know. Weird. Okay. And like, you have two children or something like that. Weird and weirdo. Like, weirdo and weirdoer or something. And Kristen's like, I'm not saying, like, listen, I'm just saying, like, maybe it would be a help to you if you did some research about something once in a while. Maybe then you'd know who I am.
Kelly goes, no, because that's not authentic. Okay, I don't want to be like that. I think that's like one thing that made me outstanding for the short time I was on the show. I was a very real and always present. That is what made you outstanding.
Fucking Kelly. I love that Kelly, for 1 second, I mean, it's they cannot even keep these facades up for 2 minutes with Kelly coming in like, you guys, I'm just like such a vulnerable person. Like, I'm just like such a real down to earth. You know what? I love being grounded in high heels, but like on the ground. Like if high heels were on the ground, that's where I'd be. And then the next second, she's like, that's what makes me like the most amazing housewife.
That was like, outstanding.
I don't care who you are.
She's literally doing the Faye Dunaway thing. You ever hear that voicemail where Faye Dunaway like yells at the New York Times reporter about the profile or something like that? She's like, now, why didn't you mention me in the Two Jakes? I was fantastic in that movie. I mean, I did a wonderful job. Jack even called me up later and said, you were absolutely wonderful in that job. I mean, I was outstanding in that one.
That's worthless thing. Sounds like Faye.
Yeah. You know? If anyone's there, look Kelly's up Faye like, Dunaway voicemails.
Oh my God, there's so many good ones. Is there a recording of the Patti LuPone one where she's like, oh, when she got fired from Sunset Boulevard and she called and told off Andrew Lloyd Webber? I don't know. Someone told me about that once and I want to hear it so bad. I hear it in my head, but I think it's just because I'm delusional. I make things up. I'm like, how dare you? How could you do this to me? I'm everything for that show, Andy. I mean, sorry, Andrew Lloyd Webber. Different Andy. Let's get back to the show. None of that's here nor there. Ain't nobody here but us chickens. Ain't nobody here but us. Go ahead, Ben. Take it away.
I just got distracted because I found a transcript of Faye Dunaway's. This is some of her voicemail. She says, you know, you could put in some footage in of the Christopher Reeves movie, which I was brilliant in, and it was not well sold in this country, and you can talk about the Marlon Brando film that I was wonderful in, and all the positive things that, along with that period, that Marlon Brando film was going on at the same time, and that Andrew Lloyd Webber stupidity was going on, and you haven't even talked about that, for Christ's sake. Anyway, the point is, we love our divas.
Oh, yeah. You gotta love them. I'm outstanding. That's the point.
That's what made me an outstanding, standing housewife.
So Kelly's like, yeah, you know what? Like, I don't research because that makes people inauthentic. So I'm an authentic person and I don't research things. Okay. And she tells us, like, for me, it's like important to be real because, like, I'm already fake. Like, here, my head, I'm like, here are my boobs. So, I mean, come on, guys. That was really authentic of me to say.
That was actually an outstanding joke. So down to earth. I think that's the sort of joke that only an outstanding cast member can make after several years being off the show. So Sonia's like, I mean, talking to someone who is really real. I mean, because like, I will fart on your leg if I love you, okay? And Kelly, you are not real and present.
Sonia, that's just gross, okay? There's a difference between being real and just being a drunk pooping everywhere and like farting on people's legs. Okay.
Please. That's true.
Be less real. Okay. Be faker.
Be real. Be real. So Kristen tells us, like maybe you were too real and it was not interesting enough to have you stick around. I was like, I don't know. I don't feel like Kristen's in any position to say those sort of things given that she left for 2 seasons.
I don't think so. I mean, Kelly was pretty iconic. You know, people can say a lot about her, but it's not that she was boring and that's why she got kicked off the show.
People remember about Kelly.
So Kristen, she's like, it's not like I'm just sitting at home researching. It's just, yeah, but like you definitely did your homework. And you know who does that? Weird people. Like, who does that? Who does their homework? Like, I don't do that. It's so inauthentic.
Well, I have like a friend that was on an episode that like Dorinda was on, and she's talking about, of course, Brandy Glanville, and Dorinda goes, oh yeah.
Ramona, who's the friend? Who?
Brandy. What's it?
Who? Glanville. Who? What?
I'm so glad I was worried this waitress who decided to eat dinner with us didn't have any friends, but she does. I thought the only reason why a waitress would actually sit and eat with her customers would be because she has no friends to eat with on her own. But it turns out she actually does have friends. Whoa.
So wait, who's the friend? It's Brandy. Oh, hi, Brandy. Nice to meet you. No, I'm Kristen.
I literally just said who my friend was, and you already replaced the first version you thought I was with Brandy.
I don't know, Kristen.
I'm right here.
Where? Where's Brandy? Where did Brandy go? So Dorinda's like, oh, yeah, Brandy. She was on the show and she said, you weren't on pause, you were fired. And I said, well, actually, no. Andy said to me on his radio show, which I was invited out to. How many radio shows have you been on to, Kristen? None. Okay. Well, Andy said on his radio show that we're going to put you on pause. So, sorry.
Kristen's like, the only reason I even watch that show is because I have a friend who's on it. Fan. You're a fan.
Okay, you know what? You win. You know what we should all do? We should all cheers to Kristen. You know why? Because Kristen, you're right. All right, everybody, give a cheers to Kristen.
Cheers to Kristen. When is she going to actually join us here at this table? So...
So Kristen's like, why are you getting so upset, Dorinda?
I'm not upset. Is she
not upset, girls?
I thought it was done. Wait.
Now Kristen is doing like a gaslighty thing here where she just keeps pushing Dorinda and then being like, what?
And then she says the only reason why she watched Girls Trip is because Brandy was on it. It's like, no, because you clearly watched The Other Housewives, which I don't think there's any shame in that. But then don't start acting like you were so busy momming so hard that you just took some time out to support your friend on Girls Trip.
Right. So Luann's like, oh, this is giving me She's Starting vibes, Cartagena vibes, which is funny because they're always trying to remember that time they were right about that fight that was like 90 years ago, you know? Yeah. So then we see the clip of Dorinda drunk in Cartagena being like, you know what? You want to talk to me about it?
At least I don't got a mugshot about it. You know who doesn't have mugshots? Rabbits with tails when they get their ears pulled. That's who. Don't pull a rabbit's ears, bitch.
Kristen has no idea that she's rattled the cage, which apparently has a rabbit, a bear, a lion, a lizard, a pigeon, and some other sort of vague four-legged animal in it.
You pellet-pooped bitch.
Okay, get out of my memory now, Dorinda. You're not invited in. All right, you vampire.
Why are you so obsessed with me? Girl, I wanna know. Why are you talking about this? Like, pick it up. You know what? Pick it up tomorrow at breakfast. I'll be a little bit more rested and a little bit more willing to entertain this bullshit, Kristen. And Kelly's like, Kristen asked a stupid question and she's definitely going to get a stupid answer. I mean, are we good? People warn me about this, Dorinda, and I love it. Okay. If this is what I'm being warned about, I love it. I don't think asking are we good is a stupid question. I think she's just trying to be like, hey, like, are we good? Like, after everything that happened today.
No, but Kelly has come in. She's picked Dorinda as her fighter. She knows being around these ladies, it's a no-win battle. Once she tries to go up against them all, she can't do that. So she needs a fighter on her side, and the fighter has entered
the building.
Mm-hmm. Unfortunately, this is a very unreliable fighter, and it can come back on you at any moment. So good luck. Good luck with that weapon.
And so, that's what Bethany was. By the way, Bethany was in Kristen's shoes on season 2 of Housewives. Bethany was like the single one who was just sort of scrappy, living in a small apartment. At that time, everyone else was married, or, you know, Kelly was living this fabulous life in the Hamptons with like the all these people she met through Gilles Ben-Simon and all that. And Bethany was just like she was like the unpopular kid at school in some ways. And Kelly was like, gross. Like, you're just weird. You're weird to me. So this is like a habit for Kelly.
Yeah. You know, that's tricks. It's tricks. Tricks are for kids. So Kristen's like, Dorinda, none of this is that huge. I don't even know why you're upset. I mean, pause. And Dorinda's like, oh, stop it. Stop it. Do you mean pause, Dorinda? I mean, I just don't know why you're so upset. Why don't you just pause? Are you sure you want to start?
You better shut the fuck up. You better shut the fuck up. You better not try an unspotted giraffe. All right, you bitch.
And so she goes, oh, so when was your favorite time? And when was your favorite moment, Kristen, in the 8 years that you've been off the show?
Huh? What is that? Because what you said about me is so D-U-L-L. Okay, so do you want me to respond? Listen, here's my response. Eagles don't fly with pigeons.
Chris is like, could somebody back me up? You guys don't fly with pigeons, so get your breadcrumbs and get back to me tomorrow, okay? Because guess what? Luann's not the only one who can promote the next story time.
So and Ramona's like, whoa, you know what? That is so good. I need to write that one down.
What did you say? It's my fault.
Eagles don't fly with brandies.
Eagles and pigeons fly nowhere together. Okay, get your breadcrumbs because there's an eagle coming in. So pigeons not allowed. Is that what she said?
You just want to Google it, okay? What'd you say? Pigeons, eagles, bread. Oh, look, it just came up with a picture of Avery. She's very old. All right, everybody, look.
Look, there's an eagle that's not even willing to eat bread from Avery because it's so scared by her old age looks. Whoa.
Well, you know what? A pigeon one time landed on Avery and it got very scared because it thought it landed on a scarecrow, okay? I've never seen a pigeon run so fast.
Whoa, this eagle's really scary and it's holding a ring and hunching over it. Oh, it says Smeagol. Whoa, that's crazy.
So Dorinda's like, you know what? I don't even know what it was. Because Sonia's trying to Google it now, too. She's like, I don't even know what I said. I never know. They just come out of me. And guess what? TM, trademark, bitch. How many trademarks do you have? Did they even have trademarks 8 years ago when you got fired? I don't think so.
And Sonia's also trying to look it up. She goes, okay, what was it again? Pigeons don't fly with... Wait, what was it? If you lie with dogs, you get crumbs. And Luann's like, fleas. If you lie with dogs, you get fleas. Trust me. After one night with Tomas, you learn this the hard way.
And Dorinda's like, stop. Just stop it. And she goes, oh, you know what? Pigeons don't fly with doves. I think that's it. And Dorinda's like, what if I started here? We just cut from this wacky sitcom.
But kind of also an amazing way to end the episode because it's like a fight about, they're fighting about their time on the show, which is very meta. And it's like such a, it's like gets back to, I feel like the first season of House of Girls Trip, where they were sort of dealing with what it's like to be on the show. And like here, and it's also combining the second season about being exes on the show, ex housewives. And here they're like meditating and fighting over like, what does it mean to like no longer be on the show? What are like, what can you brag about? What can you not brag about? Like fan, not fan, all this very, very meta stuff. And then Dorinda says something and then they stop. Everyone just stops because they're like, oh my God, this is like a saying. This could be a moment. This could be an internet moment. Like this could be a relevant moment for us. All of us fired people. We have a moment of relevancy and like who can be first to get it onto a t-shirt. It's like kind of brilliant TV.
Oh gosh. Well, that is like, Dorinda. Yeah. You know, she's like, she trademarks all of her stuff and like gets it, which, you know, as you should. But remember there, once she started doing that, she would just always try to come up with some new phrase. And that's just why she's doing it. She's still trying to do it. It's like, they're not necessarily coming natural. So she's just flirting out whatever. You know what? Don't give presents to a present. Because you know why? Presents don't have arms and they can't open presents. So then you're just wasting a present. You know what I'm saying? So you better go back to your playpen, you goddamn cow of a little girl. All right? That's just how it goes.
What? It's like, how is that gonna fit on a coffee cup?
Smell fancy. You make the font
all right,
as
large everybody.
As Kristen's time on the Housewives. Okay? Very, very, very
so, all right, everybody. That brings us to the end of Real Housewives Ultimate Girls Trip. Come back. There will be more. We don't know how much, if it's every episode, if it's going to be some of the episodes, if we're going to do it sometimes, if we're going to do it. We don't know. Bravo's really loading it up. They're loading up these potatoes.
Our schedule is really packed right now, but our plan is to release more recaps of this show during Christmas week. We're going to pre-record them and get them out then. So, you know, just have some patience with us in terms of getting those recaps up. We will have them. We love making fun of these ladies. So thanks for listening and we'll catch you in the next episode.
Bye, everybody.
Bye. Watch What Crappens would like to thank its premium sponsors.
Ain't no thing like Allison King.
Ashley Savoni, she don't take no baloney.
Strolling the park with Caitlin Clark.
She's not just a Sheila, she's a Daniela.
Itchels.
Erin McNicholas. She don't miss no trickolas.
She's never scary. It's the Green Fairy.
Jamie. She has no last namey.
Hava Nagila Weber.
Know Your Worth with Jason Kurth.
She's the wind beneath our Jennifer Wing.
Sip some scotch with Jessica Trotch.
She's always supplying. It's Kelly Ryan.
Kristen the Piston Anderson. Let's give a kisserino to Lisa Lino. Megan Berg. You can't have a burger without the Berg.
The Bay Area Betches, Betches.
And our super premium sponsors.
Somebody get us 10 cc's of Betsy MD.
We're taking the gold with Brenda Silva.
Let's get real with Caitlin O'Neill.
Don't get salty with Christine Pepper. Can't have a meal without the Emily Sides.
Nobody holds a candle to Jamie Kendall.
She's not harsh. She's Jill Hirsch.
She's a little bit loony. Junie. My favorite Murdo, Karen McMurdo. We love him madly. It's Kyle Pod Chadley.
Let's go on a bender with Lauren Fender. We want to hang with Liz Lang. The incredible edible Matthews sisters.
Give him hell, Miss Noel.
She's the queen bee. It's Sarah Lemke.
Shannon, out of a cannon, Anthony. Let's take off with Tamla Plain.
She's quite the catch. It's Victoria Kotchett.
She ain't no shrinking Violet Kutar. We love you guys.
If you like Watch What Crappens, you can listen ad-free right now by joining Wondery Plus in the Wondery app or on Apple Podcasts. Prime members can listen ad-free on Amazon Music. Before you go, tell us about yourself by filling out a short survey at wondery.com/survey.
I'm Dan Taberski. In 2011, something strange began to happen at the high school in Leroy, New York.
I was like at my locker and she came up to me and she was like stuttering super bad. I'm like, stop f***ing around. She's like, I can't.
A mystery illness, bizarre symptoms, and spreading fast.
It's like doubling and tripling and it's all these girls.
With a diagnosis, the state tried to keep on the down low.
Everybody thought I was holding something back.
Well, you were holding something back intentionally.
Yeah.
It's hysteria. It's all in your head. It's not physical. You're exaggerating.
Is this the largest mass hysteria since the witches of Salem? Or is it something else entirely?
Something's wrong here. Something's not right.
Leroy was the new dateline and everyone was trying to solve the murder.
A new limited series from Wondery and Pineapple Street Studios. Hysterical. Follow Hysterical on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts. You can binge all episodes of Hysterical early and ad-free right now by joining Wondery Plus.